This Steve Jones Show podcast is now loading. The Steve Jones Show podcast is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more, this is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by NIL Game Changers, Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, and Brewers Outlet. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And this half hour of the show brought to you by our good friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews. The best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drink, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. And six great flavors of slushies. And the pickle bar, led by my two favorites, by the way. The barrels and the dills, indeed second to none, all at Brewers Outlet. Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. So, yeah.
Did they enjoy their first major league game yesterday?
They did, very much. Very much.
Probably wished it was a little warmer.
Well, yeah, the warmer part. I mean, it was the wind more than anything else. That's the issue. But that's it. At one point I got up and it was like the sixth inning or whatever, and pop popcorn, and the wind's blowing in the top of the popcorn. It blows. I was like, oh well. Whoops.
Were you in the second deck? Did it rain popcorn on somebody below you?
No, it was. I was still in the concourse.
Yeah. Oh.
Right. Yeah, it was. So it was. It was no big deal. It worked out really well. But it was. It was great. I remember the first time I went. I was five. It was 1963. It was the Red Sox and the Yankees. My dad went. My grandfather went. My mom's uncle Jesse went. I remember he bought us bags of peanuts. We're like, oh, hey, hey. It's like, And so I remember that, and you think about that, and you know, you get a chance to do that at this stage, you know, which is really cool. I remember the last time I went to a game with my dad, I had extra tickets. And just out of nowhere, I said, "You know, I said, you know what? I said, me and my dad wants to go because we had a bunch of them. I think we had like eight of them, and somebody couldn't go, so I had an extra ticket. So I went over and I." over to my parents' house, and I said, "Hey, Dad," I said, "I've got an extra ticket to the game tonight. So you want to go with me?" I mean, Todd, he couldn't have left any faster. Now, I don't know if that was because he was excited to go to the game with me or he wanted to leave Mom. I don't know what that... No, I'm just kidding. Joking. He couldn't have left any faster. Okay? And we went to the game and had a great time. It was like maybe it was 2001, whatever it was. And we sat... We were in the seats... And you want to talk about just ironic. It's just the way things worked out. Okay. And the two of us, we're having a good time. Everybody else is there. The group is there. Right? And all of a sudden, these four guys walk up. And now remember, we're in Boston. I mean, it's not like yesterday. I'm at PNC Park. I mean, yeah. Did I get recognized at PNC Park? Yeah, that's fine. Okay. But I'm in Boston. These four guys walk up and they said, to the seat, because we were sitting on the end of the row. Okay. So I was on the very end of the row. Then my dad was to my left. And they said, how many are you Steve Jones? I said, yes. They said, oh, we listened to all the games and blah, 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 whatever. And it's one of those like moments you always want your dad to be proud of you. He's kind of looking over like, hey, I'm glad I made this trip. It's like, okay, that's actually kind of cool. So, yeah, you know. But yeah, that's the last time he and I went to a game together. But it's like it was just out of nowhere. So.
I always say it depends on who's asking. I want to gauge what if they just want to say hi or if they're mad about something first.
Oh no! Everybody who stopped me yesterday was really nice. No, they were really nice. So it was, you know, I have no issue with that, none, at all. When I've gone to Citizens Bank Park, whatever. You know, same thing. People have been, everybody that comes up or whatever is really nice. So, it's, you know, and the ballpark's beautiful. Everybody knows that. So, the same thing. I think Philly's ballpark's beautiful too. I think it's absolutely, like Dick talked about Camden Yards. I think Camden Yards is phenomenal. I think Citizens Bank Park is phenomenal. I think PNC Park is just tremendous. I can't say enough good things about it.
As somebody that grew up going to Shea and the Vet, yes, those stadiums are now, way more beautiful.
You know what? You mentioned the Vet. I thought the Vet was, no offense, I thought the Vet was like, oh my God. I found it, whether I was working a game there for football or going there for baseball. Now, baseball, I just went as a fan, but going there but working there for football, it was like, it really was, no. Same thing with Three River Stadium. It was like, ugh. Those places were like, ugh. Like, ugh. Not great. But the new ballparks, phenomenal. And I'll say this. I think they do a good job with the experience there. Overall, I hadn't been to a major league game in 5 years. I saw an Orioles Red Sox game at Fenway Park in 2019. It's the last time I went. All right, and I did go to a Pirates game in 2018. It was Penn State night at the ballpark, so I did go there that night. But I haven't been to a major league game in 5 years. And yeah, it was a lot of fun. Like I said, I know I'm planning on going to one next year. So yeah,
I usually get the one a year. My brother usually calls me and says, "Hey, you want to come to this one?" I'm usually like, "Yep."
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
We got to take my daughter to when the Orioles were down last. I think it was last July. So that was nice.
Yeah. And look, it you just go for fun. I mean, it's just a fun thing. And that's where, you know, you want to, you know, just enjoy it. I mean, it's funny because somebody said, when's the last time you went to something and you were just a fan? And I said, probably the last major league game I went to 5 years ago. Everything else I go to, you know, look, let's not, you know, sugarcoat anything here, right? They are, my job's fun, right? Is it work? Sure, it's work, but I'm having a blast, you know? And that's, you know, so, but going, and going as a fan, it's like, okay. It's great.
Hey, that's one thing I've never been to a Penn State game as a fan.
Oh, no?
No, I've covered more Penn State stuff than I've ever gone to as a fan. It's weird.
All right. Huh. That's interesting. I mean, look, I think the last time I went to a Penn State game as a fan, I was in college at the time.
Yeah.
So.
If I go, like, I'm with you. If I go as something as a fan, it's usually a major league game, or my buddy and I like to go watch SU basketball a lot because we have since we were kids.
Right. Right. You know,
honestly, I get my fix from the stuff I cover.
Right. Oh, no. Like I said, I mean, I have such a great job that, you know. You know, that I don't think about stuff like that. It just turned out this was a situation where, yeah, I had some time off. I wanted to go see a Red Sox game. That's as close as they got. The Pirates, to their credit, do a great presentation all the way through, just like at the Phillies. I mean, when I've gotten to Citizens Bank Park, I think the people at Citizens Bank Park and the Phillies do a great job. And look, and you've got to do this 81 times over and over and over and over again, because you've got to have people to want to come back, want to be a part of it. And so...
I mean, that's got to be easier now for the Phillies since they're decent. That's got to be much harder for the people at PNC Park.
Well, you know what? The Pirates got off to a good start. And the interesting part was, if you were to tell me, you put the Pirates lineup next to the lineup the Red Sox put out there yesterday. And now remember, the Red Sox don't have Tyler O'Neill IL. They don't have Rafael Devers IL. They don't have Trevor Story IL. They don't have Tristan Casas IL. They don't have Nick Pivetta IL. I mean, in other words, they got so many guys on the injured list that it's not the same team. The Pirates lineup is exponentially better in terms of, like, you know they've got McCutchen, they've got O'Neill Cruz, they've got Brian Reynolds, they've got, I mean, it's actually a better lineup. But, like, you know.
That's like Dick talking about Jackson Holliday. The entire Pirates team right now is hitting like Jackson Holliday.
Right, they're all. I mean, Connor Joe led off the game with a double to the nook, And if it wasn't hit to the nook, it would have been a home run. Right? The nook is 410 feet away. If there's no nook there and it's just a wall going on, it would have cleared the fence, would have been home. Now, he eventually scored on a sacrifice fly. But that's the only time they led in the game. It's the only time. And it was Martin Perez yesterday who's, you know, look, who's been around a lot. And as I said to somebody yesterday, I said, look, I said, you know, give the guy credit. You know, when you hang in as long as they have in their career and keep their career alive, hey, you got to be able to give, like, you know, some credit where credit is due, because you've hung in there as long as you have. And he was fine till he got to the second time of the lineup. But I mean, it was interesting seeing, like, the Red Sox are not a good defensive team. And they may be, without question, one of the bottom five defensive teams in baseball, and they've been like that for 2 years now. Yet yesterday, the Red Sox made no defensive mistakes. Well, they made one. I'll get to that in a second. They made one defensive mistake the entire game. Their pitching was great the entire game. It was a bullpen game. And they didn't even use Martin or Jansen. They had Martin up warming up in the eighth inning. And then the Red Sox scored two runs to make it 6-1. They said, hey, look, sit down, rest. Right? And they went with Anderson to close out because they were going to go Martin in the eighth and Kenley Jansen in the ninth. Well, after they scored two runs to make it 6-1, they told those guys to sit down. You're not going to pitch today. They didn't need him. Right? But the Pirates made mistakes all over the lot. Every time you turned around, they were, you know, there was catcher's interference. There was defensive interference, right? Then the Red Sox finally made a mistake, threw the ball away. It went off the padding. It was picked up, thrown to second, and Hayes got thrown out. Or Sawinski. Sawinski got thrown out. No, Hayes got thrown out, right? And they gave him an infield hit because they said it was a slow roller to short. They said he would have beaten it out. But he then tried to make something happen. He got thrown out. Sawinski hit one down the line and right. He gets thrown out at second base by Ref Snyder. Right. When a team is struggling, you have guys who try to make something happen to get everybody going, and all they do is set you back. And I mean, they made so many mistakes yesterday. It was like, holy yikes. And then Jared Triola makes a really nice catch. And they made it seem like the most phenomenal play, like, since Brooks Robinson. I'm like, going, he went out and he made it, he tracked it beautifully. He reached up and caught it. It was a really nice play. I mean, no question, really nice play. But it's like, unbelievable. I'm like, going, unbelievable what? It was a really nice play by a major leaguer. I mean, you know? I mean, they've lost six in a row and they look it.
I wonder, I mean, I realize that they're not using him, you know, they're only using him for three innings, but I don't know how long they can keep Skanes down.
Yeah, again, all he did was strike out eight
in
his last outing. And he went 3 1/3. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I've seen this movie before. Remember, the Pirates were here in State College. And I did games over and over and over again where they always were monitoring pitch counts. And I'm talking almost stunningly unreasonable pitch counts. He's at 45. He's done. He's a starting pitcher. And it's not his first outing. I remember this guy goes along, boom, first inning, no problem. Second inning, no problem. Third inning, he's not out there. I said, why isn't he out there? They said, well, he threw 41 pitches. His pitch count was 45 today. I said, this is his eighth outing of the year. Like, really?
I feel if they're worried about that, why not throw them like you throw them in college? You know, let them go 7-8 innings once a week rather than this 3-inning stuff.
I feel like you need to build up arm strength and not baby it. And by the way, Skeens, I mean, he throws hard. I mean, you're talking about his average is 100.5 miles per hour in his fastball. Okay? He's thrown 43 four-seam fastballs. 34 of them have been over 100. How about that?
That shouldn't be legal.
I mean, I don't know how much longer you can keep that. By the way, the 3 1/3 tied his season high. He threw 65 pitches, up from 55 against Toledo. The Pirates have purposely slow-played Skeens. Oh, for goodness sakes, give him the ball and let him go. That's why, like, Steven Strasburg just retired. And remember how the Nationals, everybody knows famously that one year, right, shut him down when they had a chance to make the playoffs? Right? And guess what? What did Strasburg still have trouble with? He still had arm trouble. It didn't help him. In the end, it didn't help him.
I think they got to get to realize the point. They're going to break anyway. I think we're at the point now that even babying them, I mean, they've been babying them for 5-8 years, and that hasn't slowed down the injury process either.
Well, you know what? Was it Tim that made the point? I'm trying to think who made the point last week about the fact that they're all throwing like so hard.
Yes.
Right. See, and that's what happens when everything is power and there's, quote, not enough pitching. Now, would you got to be able to pitch? I mean, I watched Winkowski and Perez both yesterday. Neither one of those guys was a 100-mile-per-hour guy. And they put up on the board what the pitch speed is and what the pitch is. I saw so many cutters, sliders, things like that. Now, later, a couple guys threw sweepers. Sweepers are a little harder on your arm, and that is one of the issues that you do have. Like, the pitches that are harder on the arm, that's why a split-finger fastball is hard in the arm.
When's the last time you heard of a crafty lefty?
Yeah. Yeah, there aren't many of those left. I mean, Tom Glavin. All right, we'll come back more in a moment. This half hour brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury here in News Radio 1070 WKOK.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake, a service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could chop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Brewers Outlet, NIL Game Changers, Sunbury Motor Company, and Purdy Insurance. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And the last hour of the show brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Ford Kia Hyundai, the best in new inventory. Great pre-owned inventory with the phenomenal Submarine Motors guarantee. They go over every vehicle. And a terrific service department, whether it's routine, necessary, or difficult, they handle it all at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. The NFL draft is going to be coming up starting Thursday night at 8 o'clock with round one from Detroit. And you know what you're going to see less of this year?
Players at the draft.
No. I don't know if that's true or not. So
I was just guessing.
But you're going to see fewer underclassmen. There are only 58 underclassmen that entered their name into the NFL draft. It is the lowest number since 2010. How about that? Only 58. Why? Well, this is where name, image, and likeness comes into play. We just said we did that piece with NIL Game Changers in the 1:30 half hour. But name, image, and likeness is a big reason why. There are players that are staying in with NIL deals, and they're waiting. They're waiting longer. And it's actually making a difference because the number has declined steadily in the last 7 years. The graph, it peaked like 7 years ago, and it's been gradually going down since. Now it's at 58, and again, the lowest number since 2010. I mean, normally underclassmen will rule just to start the draft because Caleb Williams can come back. So it's not like, you know, you won't say, oh, well. So.
All right, you should close that and reopen it. It should show up.
If you close that, Todd, and reopen it, that should show up. Just
yes.
So you know. I just want to make sure you know that. Yeah. Yeah. But there you go. But that's what's happened. That has happened. And that's where the impact of name, image, and likeness has come in. And you've seen some players, for example, take their COVID year and not go to the draft. And this will be the last season of the COVID year coming up. The suit applied for a COVID year. Right? And I said, just having it doesn't mean you get one. He had a couple times, as a matter of fact. I want a COVID year. Oh, haven't we suffered enough?
you know, from the middle rounds down, you'd probably think, I mean, you're probably not making quite as much money, but, I mean, if you're having fun in college and you're contributing,
right,
it's probably a little better than trying to make an NFL sure. team in a training camp.
And that's how this is impacting. Now, let's give you an example. Okay. Curtis Jacobs is not an underclassman. He would be considered somebody that would be in the draft and would not be in the underclassman category, even though he had a year of eligibility remaining. The year of eligibility he had remaining was his COVID year, because Curtis played 4 years. So he would not be one of the 58. But a Caleb Williams would be. So, I mean, guys that have a COVID year of eligibility, they don't count in this. Yeah, they would be considered seniors going into the NFL draft. But that's what it comes down to. That you have fewer underclassmen going in. That's why I'm going to be interested to see what happens with the NBA. Because the NBA is becoming the first overall pick in the draft is going to be the same story as it was last year. It's going to be a guy from France. That's why when people look at, like, Jeremy Woch transferred from Duke to Baylor. Well, guess what? That's the best move for him. Because the NBA draft, when you start figuring in, there's 58 spots again available. When you start figuring in the foreign players, It's, you know, in the one and dones, it is not great for upperclassmen. It's just not. And then they've got this group now. This is a college basketball thing. And they're now doing their computer rankings based on your new roster. Really? Somebody said, did you look at it? I said, of course I didn't. You know me, Todd. I didn't look at it. Like, I heard about it and went, you have to be kidding me. Let's move on here. Your Sixers fought hard the other night. But again, Embiid, before he got hurt, not playing well. Then he got hurt, still didn't play well. And Maxey's sick. He's not going to play tonight.
I saw that he was ill and it was questionable, so he's not playing at all tonight now?
Sounds like he is gone.
That doesn't bode well.
Come on!
I don't feel so bad just because it's the Knicks, and the Knicks are kind of Villanova North, so it's a little hard for me to root against the Knicks because I like Jalen Brunson and Jason Hart and Dante DiVincenzo, but man, I'm trying not to sound like Matt, but I would love to see the Sixers have some success in the playoffs and Embiid to be healthy, like 100% healthy. I think somebody said the only year that he wasn't 100% healthy, or the only year he was 100% healthy, was the year that Kawhi Leonard hit the jumper for the Raptors to mm-hmm. knock them out in Game 7. It's yeah. just been one hit after another. And, you know, at this point, and they were talking when they thought he was hurt a little more at halftime on Saturday, are we getting to the point of diminishing returns where, you know, is it worth it to put everything on Embiid because he can't stay healthy? And maybe it's time, I don't know if I agree with it, but maybe it's time for the Sixers to look into something else. And I don't want to say start a new process, but maybe look somewhere else and see if they can move on from him now.
Every process is a disgrace.
Wow.
I mean, it is. Every process is a disgrace. It is a slap in the face to every fan to sit there and say, hey, buy tickets, but we're going to do everything we can to not win many games. Really? I'm sorry. No. I buy tickets because I want the entertainment part, and I also want to see you win. That's a slap in the face to every fan. Sorry. Oh, no, in the end it pays off. Well, exactly. The Sixers went through the process. Where's the payoff been? Where's the payoff?
Second round of the playoffs?
Yeah. So The Athletic, by the way, did a piece where they asked... They were able to get responses from 141 players in the league to their questions. It's a pretty good percentage. Okay? So here's what they came up with. Who's the MVP? 42% said Nikola Jokic. Shea Alexander, 37% from Oklahoma City. Luka Doncic had 9.9%. Jason Tatum, 4.3%. Okay. Next up. Who's the best defender in the league? None of your guys made it, by the way. Victor Wembanyama, the kid from San Antonio, 15%. Drew Holiday of the Celtics next at 13%. Lou Dort, 9.8%. Then Herb Jones, Jay McDaniels, and Rudy Gobert. Okay. Next up. You're building a roster from scratch. Who are you going to sign first?
Probably Victor.
Victor Wembanyama was first. 28%, just barely in front of Nikola Jokic, who was at 27%. Anthony Edwards was third, 10.3%. Luka Doncic, 8.8%. Shea Alexander, 4.4%. Jason Tatum, 3.6%. Joel Embiid, 2.9%. LeBron James, 2.9%. Giannis, 2.2%. Paolo Banchero, 2.2%. Steph Curry, 2.2%. Who's the league's most overrated player?
I saw this one. Rudy Gobert.
Rudy Gobert at 13.6%. Jordan Poole next at 8.6%. Trae Young, last year's winner, at 7.4%. Then Dylan Brooks, James Harden, Bradley Beal. Next up, who's the league's most underrated player? And I completely agree with this one.
That's a tough one.
Derek White of the Celtics.
Okay.
Every time you turn around on a team with Brown, Tatum, Porzingis, all right, he's out there, you know, and Drew Holiday, he's out there making plays. Very quietly just goes about his deal, punches in, punches out. Jalen Williams, another really good one. Holiday's third. Alexander from Oklahoma City is fourth. And De'Aaron Fox of Sacramento right there. And then Brandon Ingram with the Pelicans. Who in the league would you least like to fight? James Johnson, 54%. Good right hand, by the way. Steven Adams was next. Embiid, by the way, finished fourth. You know, Draymond Green finished fifth.
I don't ever want to fight a 7 foot, 300-pound man, so Embiid and Adams are out, man.
Especially, they have reach.
Yes.
Right? Who is the greatest player of all time? Winner is, in a narrow vote, Michael Jordan, 46%, LeBron James, 42%, Kobe Bryant, 9.8%, Stephen Curry, 0.8%, Magic Johnson, 0.8%, Paul Pierce, 0.8%.
How did Paul Pierce vote for himself in a current players?
I have no idea. Somehow slipped it in there. What is your favorite arena to play in? All right, you can get this one.
The Garden.
You got it. Madison Square Garden by a wide margin, 34%. TD Garden in Boston was second, 17%. And Crypto.com in Los Angeles, where the Lakers and Clippers play, 13%. Then after that, everything's like 3.5% or lower, like Chase Center and Golden State, Phoenix, Delta Center. Target Center in Minneapolis was 0.3% was their favorite. Wells Fargo was 1.4%. That's where Matt comes into play. What's your least favorite arena to play in?
Memphis.
Memphis is third, so you're close, 8.5%. Little Caesars in Detroit, 16%. And that arena is relatively new. Charlotte Spectrum Center, 10%. FedEx Forum, Memphis, you mentioned, 8.5%. Capital One in D.C., 7%. Delta Center in Utah, 7%. If you're wondering about Wells Fargo, it was at the very bottom at 1.5%, so like no problem for the players. It did not fit into least favorite arena. Which current coach, aside from your own, would you most want to play for?
The guy from OKC.
Actually, it's Eric Spoelstra of the Miami Heat, 20%. Greg Popovich of the Spurs, 18.8%. Steve Kerr, 9%. Tyronn Lue, 6.8%. And Michael Malone, the head coach of the Nuggets, 6%. Doc Rivers was right after that at 5.3%. Which current coach, aside from your own, would you least like to play for? And this is a rout.
Tom Thibodeau.
Yep, 46.8%. The players do not want to play for him. Doc Rivers was next at 9%. Monty Williams, 6.5%. Darvin Ham and Nick Nurse were tied at 5.2%. Which team other than your own will win the title this season? 56% said the Nuggets, 34% said the Celtics. What letter grade do you give the referees this season? A, 3%. B, 27%. C, 48%. D, 13.6%. F, 8.3%. A voter that gave an F said, oh, shoot, they don't know if they want us to play or not play. But you know what? They actually are good people. What letter grade would you give Commissioner Adam Silver? Forty-six percent gave him an A. 47% gave them a B, 7% a C. There were no D or F grades. Are you in favor or against the 65-game rule for all league honors? They had to play in at least 65 games. 50% are against it. 45% are for it. 5% don't know. Bonus question. Who's your favorite current non-NBA athlete?
Caitlin Clark didn't win this, did she?
She finished second with 6%. She finished second.
Patrick Mahomes.
Mahomes finished fifth, 3.5%. Lamar Jackson, 13%. Caitlin Clark, second, 6.1%. Nikola Jokic, Novak Djokovic, 4.3%. Usain Bolt, 3.5%. Mahomes, 3.5%. Mike Tyson, 3.5%. Justin Jefferson, 2.6%. Johnny Jones, 2.6%. Shohei Ohtani, 2.6%. And then these are all 1.7s. Tank Davis, Jalen Hurts, Mbappe, Lionel Messi, Neymar, Angel Reese, Aaron Rodgers, Ronaldo, CJ Stroud, Juju Watkins, Tiger Woods. 0.9% an entire group or less. Ronald Acuna Jr., Devontae Adams, Tony Adams, Jordan Spieth, Kelsey Plum, Sabrina Ionescu, CeeDee Lamb, and Kirk Cousins and the suit.
So there's Chudder fans in the NBA?
Yes. Yeah, the suit finished in a tie with Jordan Spieth. Micah Parsons made the list, too. So, but the suit made it. Really, tremendous work. Notice how he jumped in the show here and helped you with the computer.
I think he was doing some work. He just happened to need my computer.
Of course. By the way, they have a comment section on this like they all do. Right? And the first comment was exactly what you said. Did Paul Pierce vote for himself? Yeah, the Pierce one's the one that's got people going, what the heck? Everybody's like, somebody had to do it as a joke.
Can we take the anonymousness away? It's just so we know who did it.
Oh, I know. What was it? Gary Washburn of the Boston Globe? What was it 2012, 13, something like that? He's the one guy that didn't vote for LeBron James for MVP, gave his vote to Carmelo Anthony. Right? And then he just outed himself. So I'm the one that did it. And to this day, LeBron is still mad about it. It's like, hey, yo, you won. Okay? It's like, come on. He's like, it's like with Matt with Derek Jeter, because Dan Shaughnessy didn't vote for him for the Hall of Fame, so he wasn't unanimous. Look, if you get to 75%, you're in the club. Who cares after that how many votes you got? It's like, it's just so. I'm not unanimous. Did you win? Yeah, good enough. There are a lot of people that didn't win, right? All right. Great day, by the way. Enjoyed it. We talked about the draft. Matt's going to be on tomorrow's show, I believe.
That is correct.
And just, I mean, and say for example, tonight the Sixers don't win. This could be one of those really sad moments.
He will be fired up if they lose again, I guarantee it.
He wakes up fired up.
This is true.
Oh, wait a minute. Aaron Boone got ejected again.
Undeservedly. When you watch the video, you'll see.
He was ejected 5 pitches into the game.
He was asked to be quiet. He was quiet. Somebody yelled something from the stands. They have the camera on him. When the guy yelled it, his lips don't move. He got ejected for somebody saying something in the stands.
Well, that's what happened with Ace Baldwin.
Oh.
At Iowa with Kip Kissinger, right? They weren't running back, and Mike said something to Ace, and Ace looked at him. He said, I didn't say anything, and he got teed. He got teed for saying, I didn't say anything.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
You want a unique way to display your brand. You need a team of seasoned experts to work with. You want to reach customers who buy. You want NIL Game Changers, a versatile consulting agency powered by former student athletes and coaches who work as NIL sports agents. NIL Game Changers will help you build powerful relationships with customers through compelling stories, with student athlete influencers as your leading edge. Finally, we'll equip you with the right media to drive your success home. NILGameChangers.org, building meaningful relationships with your customers.
Scary group out there. Right, and this guy's reffing the Final Four. I'm like going, and the guy's, oh, he's great. I'm sorry. That's not my kind of official. No offense. I want somebody that's got a better, more even temperament than that. Temperament means something in officiating. Doesn't mean they're going to be right about every call, but you have to have a temperament for it. You have to have the ability to go over and talk to people. You can't just blow people off. Meanwhile, I've read the story here. He deserved to get tossed. Did you read the story?
I was just watching the video when we were on break.
Right? No. I just read the story. No, it's some guy in the stands yelling something. He didn't deserve it. But it's Aaron Boone. So... He deserved to be tossed.